I bought a hydro flask last week, and it has just changed my entire life. Hi, this is Felicia. You're listening to the Vegan Inquisition. For those of you that are new, this is basically just a podcast where I, a sad vegan, comes and sits down once a week to just talk about, I just tell stories. Pretty much. This is a podcast where I tell stories about stupid stuff that I've done since I've gone vegan, stupid things other people have done to me since I've gone vegan. You know, it's therapeutic for all of us. We're all having a great time. But yeah, so I bought a hydro flask. I was on the hunt for like a 1 liter water bottle because I really needed to find a solution to just my chronic dehydration. Of course, a normal person would just be like, okay, I just need to make the effort to drink more water. My solution is no, I just need to carry more water around with me. I need like a 1 liter water bottle. And now that I have that, I feel like my entire life has just changed. My aura has brightened. I feel like I'm attracting more positive vibrations. It's just, it's a beautiful life. And it's also just so nice to have just like the perfect temperature water at all times. Like it just keeps your water at the exact temperature that you put it in. And I can't really explain to you all how revolutionary, you know, that is, how iconic that is, how impactful that is. It's just, it's truly brought me to a new level of humanity, and I'm just so grateful to exist in this time. But yeah, so I was going through my list of stories today. I literally have like a list of all the stories I want to tell on my podcast, and every time I tell a story, I highlight it. We are getting to a dangerously low level of unhighlighted stories, and I am concerned for the life of this podcast. So I really need to like get it together and start, reaching out to have some guests on the podcast. Because at some point I'm just going to have to start like roaming the streets looking for non-vegans to fight just to get some content. And, you know, we really don't want to bring ourselves to that point. That's not how we are. That's not who we are as people, okay? But in other news, I think I talked about this before, how I'm allergic to soy. I also have high suspicions now that I'm allergic to coconut. So I stopped eating coconut for a little bit and I'm mad that I feel better. Because if you follow me on Instagram, you would know that I very recently, like as in like last week, found the love of my life, someone that I thought I was gonna be able to spend my entire, you know, my entire life with. I thought we were gonna grow old together, perhaps have children. I really saw a future with coconut aminos. And if you don't know what that is, it's like a soy sauce substitute made of coconuts, and it just tastes, it's better than soy sauce. And I didn't think that that was possible until I met Coconut Aminos, and she just changed my entire life. We had, unfortunately, a really short time together, and I've had to say goodbye. I've had to move on. I'm really upset though, because I bought another bottle of it, and now like I just can't open it. I have to give it away to someone else, and that's just so hurtful. But I'm moving on, and I'm trying to figure out like new recipes to have. I was complaining on Instagram that I have like no fun protein anymore. Like I've literally just been eating black beans with all of my meals, and I just feel so sad about it. So last night I made a black bean burger, which turned out surprisingly well. Like I'm actually really proud of myself, and I'm just gonna start like experimenting with new recipes, which I think is gonna be really fun. I guess some more content for my blog, which I never update, and for my Instagram, which I feel like I've actually been doing better at. So so I mentioned before that I've had a few dietary changes, and I feel like I keep bringing up Instagram. It's like I'm trying to force you guys to follow me. I promise I'm not. It just keeps coming up. I don't know why. But if you do want to follow me, my Instagram is at felicia.falconer. So on Instagram, I made a farewell post to Thai Express, which is something that was really hard to do. You know, me and Thai Express, we have a beautiful history together. A lot longer than Coconut Aminos, but I just made a post being like, I'm really gonna miss this. It was one of my favorite things to get on campus. And the reason that I can't really have it anymore is because like everything that I would get had soy sauce in it, like everything. So that's just, I just can't really dabble in that anymore without anticipating a quick death. So I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, there's not really a significant amount of food options that are available to me on campus, because before I was gluten-free, and then I was gluten-free and vegan, and now I'm gluten-free, vegan, and soy-free, which is just, if you had told me 2 years ago that this is what my life was going to be, you know, I don't really know what I would have done. I mean, I'm managing it now. It's not as shocking now, since everything has come in like kind of like waves and phases. So I've been able to like adjust, and then having to make a change, and then adjust, and then having to make a change is not like, I guess, too jarring. But regardless, I really miss the days of being able to just grab a full meal on campus for $5 to like walk down to Wendy's and be like, you know what, give me like a junior bacon cheeseburger and fries and a soda, and that would cost me like, what, like $5? I'm not saying that I miss the food. I'm saying like I miss the convenience of being able to like, to just being able to like grab a quick meal, grab a quick cheap meal. Most importantly, now if I want a quick cheap meal, I'm limiting myself to have like large fries, and I'm just like praying, you know what, hopefully this will be able to hold me for at least an hour, hour and a half. And it's just kind of like unfortunate. But my favorite restaurants on campus, on my campus, are Hero Burger and Thai Express, because they were the only places on campus. Okay, actually, well, that's a lie. There was one other place, but like, we don't need to talk about them. But Hero Burger and Thai Express were the only places where I could grab like a true meal, like a full vegan, gluten-free meal, and walk away feeling like genuinely satisfied and like I wasn't being robbed blind, you know? And Thai Express truly was my go-to meal, especially for late night studying. I would honestly, I feel like most people dread having to, I don't know, be in the library late studying for exams and so on and so forth. And I would constantly put myself in that situation for no reason. You know, I could have started this paper 2 months ago. I'm choosing to start it the night before it's due. I'm gonna blame the professor, even though I know that's my fault. But at least I will have my Thai Express to accompany me. And I love that, because I close at 11 p.m. So I would always like go like around like 10, like 10:30, and then like have like, you know, like my little meal for when I am literally spending the entire night in the library. So, you know, we had a lot of like really lovely bonding experiences. And what's funny is, after like falling in love with Thai Express on my campus, I promise this story is going somewhere. This is not just like a love letter to Thai Express. There's true content coming, I promise. But after falling in love with Thai Express on my campus, I tried to eat at other places, and it was, I don't want to say awful, but like it was kind of disgusting. Like it just wasn't the same. And I talked to one of my other friends about this too, and she's like, yeah, like I can't eat Thai Express anywhere except for at school, because it's just not the same. There's like some type of magical fortress surrounding my university that just increases the quality of this specific restaurant. I don't know why, but I'm grateful for it. You know, it truly changed lives. So, okay, this is where the story starts. So I remember there was one night I was on campus, and I ended up just bumping into my friend Delaney, and a lot of you guys might know who she is because she's in my vlogs all the time. And you might also notice that whenever she's in my vlogs, we literally are just spending the entire time together eating. I have a series on my channel called The Crawl, where basically I just visit different vegan restaurants in Toronto and like try out food that they have there. And Delaney has been in most of those vlogs. So, you know, our favorite thing to do together is eat. We just have an amazing time. I promise that's not the foundation of our entire relationship. Like we've known each other since we were in elementary school. I think we became friends in like grade 5 or 6, and now we're like basically done university, which is crazy. We've been friends for, so we like grew up together. And one of our favorite restaurants to eat at is Thai Express. Delaney particularly loves them because their tofu, if you ever get the chance to go to Thai Express, I really, really, really recommend getting a dish with the tofu, because it is just so, I don't really know how to explain it. It's like a different level of tofu. And if you do go to Thai Express, you might notice that their tofu actually is not gluten-free. So you're like, how did you even have that? But I did go to Thai Express quite a bit, even before I was gluten-free or vegan. And I usually did always opt for the vegetarian option anyways, just because it was cheaper. Even after I went gluten-free, you guys, honestly, their tofu was so good that sometimes I would just cheat on my gluten-freeness. And I would just pretend that it didn't exist. And I'm like, you know what? If this is the sacrifice that I have to make to be happy, I'm willing to make it. I'm willing to die for this tofu. But my favorite dishes to get there are pad su and pad thai. I mean, for the most part, I get it with vegetables. But I remember going to Thai Express with Delaney, and we get in line, and I start to order. As of recently, I've just been getting mostly pad su, so I was just like, hi. My order is honestly really annoying. So I'm like, hi, can I please have some vegetable pad su with no egg and gluten-free soy sauce? And I remember I ordered, and Delaney was just like, I just hear her gasp behind me. Like, I just hear just like pure shock. So I turn around and I'm looking at her. I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's the problem? And she just looks me dead in the eyes and is like, you didn't ask for veg sauce. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't ask for veg sauce. Like, I don't need to. Because they have a sign that's like, that lets you know explicitly which dishes can be made gluten-free and which dishes can be made vegan. And like, they list the ingredients. So it's like, I just have to be like, okay, like, I see there's egg there. I'm just not going to ask. I'm just going to ask they take the egg out. So I'm just like, I don't have to. What are you talking about, veg sauce? Like, that's not like a thing. Like, you don't need to ask for that. And she's like, yeah, you do. And I'm like, no, you don't. Like, I'm starting to get scared now. Like, I'm in denial. I'm just like, everything that you're saying is a lie. Veg sauce is a lie. Thai Express is a lie. We're not even here right now. This is not a thing. And I feel like there's such like a deep shame that comes along with like making a mistake as like a vegan. Like, I can make a mistake in like any other aspect of my life and get over it so quickly. But anytime I make any mistake that's like related to veganism, there's just like this deep pain and guilt that goes along with it, because it's like every mistake that you made is like actively attached to doing harm. And it's just so hard to deal with that. So I'm like, no. Like, I have not been doing this. Like, there's no way that I eat at Thai Express every week. Like, this is not happening. She's just like, no, like, Felicia, you have to ask for veg sauce. And this entire conversation is going on literally in front of the cashier. And she's just like, okay, I have other customers, you guys. Can we hurry this up? Eventually, she jumps in and is just like, oh, like, if you ask for no egg, we just usually automatically will put veg sauce in. Like, you don't have to, like, worry. And I'm like, clutching the counter, leaning like a deep sigh of relief, like, oh my god, thank god. Because here I am thinking, like, so I've just been willfully eating animal products for this entire time. That's not funny to me at all. And usually I feel like I'm pretty good about asking the right questions at restaurants. I am like a stickler for like going on the website, looking at like the different allergens, making sure that everything is vegan, asking in person. Like, I'm usually so good at that. And so there's so much danger in assumptions. And like, I don't know, that was just like such like a hard, I don't know, it was just really hard. It was just really hard to come to terms with, you know, that mistake. And I'm still sometimes haunted by how many times did I go to Thai Express, ask for no egg, and whoever made my meal or whoever, you know, punched in my order didn't say put veg sauce. Like, how many times did that happen? And like, oh, it's so, I don't want to say scary to think about, but it's like, it makes you feel like almost like a bad, it makes you feel like you didn't do this. This is definitely all on me. But it makes me feel like, am I a bad vegan? You know, why was I like so stupid to just like assume that? Like, I should have been like more strict. How is it that Delaney knew about this and I didn't know about it? Like, am I not doing enough? Like, am I not being strict enough? And like, I don't know, like, it's so hard to deal with those emotions. And there have been like other times where like I've made mistakes and I'm just like, oh, like, I just don't want to think about it. And I like get down on myself about like, how could I have done this? Like, this is so ridiculous. And it's funny because I feel like I'm very like forgiving of people who make mistakes, unless it comes to me. And then I'm just like, you idiot. Like, I'll have people DM me and be like, oh, like, I made a mistake, I slipped up. And I'm just like, you know what, it's okay, you learned a new lesson, now you know not to do it again, like, move on, you know, like, don't beat yourself up about it. But it's me, and I'm just like, I am meeting you outside on the corner, at 8 p.m., I'm going to kick your ass because you don't deserve to call yourself a vegan. You liar. You fraud. And it's just, I don't know. I wish that I wasn't that way, and I'm definitely getting better. And I feel like part of it is me being just, I don't know, hard on myself, I guess. And then there's also a part of it where I feel guilt, not necessarily even guilt, but just like, I don't know, like a sense of like shame or fear that like other vegans are going to find out. Like, obviously I've kind of like put myself out there, you know, a little bit with all this podcasting and Instagramming and YouTubing. So I've made myself, you know, I guess an unwilling target of abuse from some people. And so whenever I make a mistake, I'm always like, oh my God, like, what if someone is watching? Like, I always get so nervous. Like, what if this person, like, you know, I just don't, and I can't really explain that, because I wish that the community wasn't so just like, oh my God, she made a mistake. Let's shun her. Let's, you know, like, let's expel her from the community. But unfortunately, it's like, that's how it is for some people. And it's like, I don't want to say like a victim of that, but like, I don't want to be subjected to that. It's really frustrating. It's annoying to have your identity like called into question. It's also this like, I don't want them to feel like they're right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want people to be like, feel justified and like, oh, she's not a good enough vegan. And then I also feel that way in the moment. It's, I don't know, it's just hard. You know what I mean? But I'm working on just, one, making less mistakes, which I feel like is important. As much as it's important to like forgive yourself and to move on, also obviously just like take it as a lesson and like try to do better as you continue to like navigate life as a vegan. You know, so definitely working on making no mistakes eventually. And also just learning not to dwell on things and be so hard on myself all the time. And it's kind of funny because after this happened, I don't know if I like accidentally changed Thai Express policy, but I've noticed after that original incident happened, I noticed that every other time that I went to Thai Express, they would always ask me if I was vegan. Like, so I'd go up, and if I said anything like, oh, can I have this with vegetables? Or again, like if I can have this with veg sauce, they'd be like, are you vegan? And I don't know if that's like, I don't know if they like, if the cashier that dealt with that situation was just like went to the back and was like, guys, we need to make this a little bit more clear for the vegans on campus, because we're giving them some serious emotional trauma, and I feel like there might be an easier way to stop this. Or if, I don't know, there's like a picture of me like in the back in the staff room, just like, just make sure that you just take extra care with this one. Take your time with her. She's fragile. She's damaged. She's been through some trauma here before. We're grateful for her to come back, but we don't want to hurt her again. But I don't know. I just thought that was funny. And I also think it's like good, because then it's like, if you just say like, okay, like, yeah, I'm vegan, then they can make immediately all of the appropriate changes to take out the egg, to put in the veg sauce and everything. You don't have to like pick those things out on your own, because it's like, well, what if I don't know something? But yeah. That's the story. I don't know. I'm trying to like stagger out like my good stories and then my mediocre ones. You know, just trying to salvage that content. Moving on. I'm sure everyone has heard about this, but today in vegan news. Also, I was looking at my analytics, which is really funny because iTunes actually recently released the option to like look at analytics for podcasts, which I'm confused as to why they didn't have before, but I guess, you know, we're making changes, making moves, and now I know everything about all of you. No, that's not really how it works. But I can see like how much everyone listens to an episode, and I've noticed that a lot of you guys do not care about the vegan news segment. Like, you'll listen to like most of it and then just be like, we don't need to hear her talk about this stuff, and then just like click off. So I know that most of you guys are like here for the stories, and like honestly, even I like telling the stories more than I like talking about the news stuff, but I can't tell a story for 45 minutes, you guys. Like, I just don't have that in me. My life is not that entertaining. I mean, I'll have like the odd story that runs a bit long, like the story that I told last week about that like hellish retreat that I went on. But eventually I would love to replace this segment, like the vegan news segment, with just answering questions, or I don't know, when eventually I start having guests to just, I don't know. But eventually this segment will die. So I hope some of you find comfort in that. But today in vegan news, I'm sure everyone has heard of this. You know, people have been buzzing, pun intended. You know, the Bayhive has gone wild. Today's story is Beyonce's free concert ticket promotion sends devoted fans into a food frenzy. And I'm sure that everyone has heard about this because Beyonce rules the world. But Beyonce actually came out with a competition for people to basically go vegan to get concert tickets for life. So if you go vegan or if you start eating a plant-based diet, then you can like enter in to like win a draw to literally have free, I think it's Beyonce and Jay-Z tickets for life. And people have like gone insane. I'm just really upset though, because this concert is limited to people who live in the States. And also, I feel like it's kind of, I don't know if anyone else ever thinks about this, but I think about this at least once a month. Why does the US have so many names? Like, why is it they are the most extra country. I just don't understand who needs this. The States, the United States, the US, America. Like, why do we need this? Canada only has one name. There's literally nothing else that I can call it. The States has like four separate identities. Is that necessary? But it's only for people who live in the States, which is really upsetting. I had one of my friends tag me in like an Instagram post about this, and they were just like, you know, if you win this, just I'm just letting you know, like, I'm your man to bring to this concert. And I'm just like, yeah, well, you know what? Neither of us are going because neither of us are American. So get over it. It's not happening. But basically, going vegan. Oh, okay. I forgot to say where this is from. I'm all over the place. So the author of this article is Erica Chase-Wida. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced that. I feel like I did, but... and I found this article on today.com. So going vegan would be a challenging commitment for many meat lovers, but if Queen Bey commands it, anything is possible. So last week, Beyonce asked her social media followers to check out her new project, the Green Print Project, that encourages people to eat more plant-based foods for a healthier life, body, and planet. The incentive to sign up, a lifetime supply of free Beyonce and Jay-Z tickets, like I said. However, for all the people who accepted the challenge reluctantly, Beyonce's Green Print Project promo is not really a challenge to go fully vegan at all. The official rules of the contest state that fans simply need to submit their full name and email address on the website to enter. That's it, y'all. I remember a while ago, Beyonce came out with kind of like a similar, concept, but basically she just came out encouraging people to go vegan and encouraging people to eat a more plant-based diet and to just do more. And I remember that people also went insane when this happened, but in like a completely different way. I feel like right now, as this is happening, there are a lot of people that are just like, oh, we can do this. This is something that is attainable for all of us. Let's go vegan. Because there's that like incentive there. But when she came out with like kind of like the same idea before, people were just like, there was an uprising. There were riots in the street. Twitter became very upset. And it was kind of like the rhetoric of, you know, does Beyonce think that we're rich? She wants us to go vegan. Is she also giving us the money to do that? Beyonce is ignoring the fact that people live in food deserts and so on and so forth. And I think that honestly, some of the critiques of veganism are valid. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like veganism is accessible to everyone. Obviously, based off like different reasons, some people legitimately do live in food deserts and they just don't have access to food like that to be picky and like choose what they can and cannot eat. They just need to eat to live. And I completely sympathize with that. There are people who are living in such poverty that like what they can afford is what they can afford, and that's what they're going to eat. And I don't think that people should be judged for being in that situation at all. There are obviously going to be those people who we can encourage, you know what, do the best that you can, but that shouldn't necessarily be faulted for not being able to go all the way. But I remember as I was going through, like, I don't know, seeing the different tweets that, you know, arose from that situation, I saw one tweet that I thought was like really, I wish I could like find it. It was so long ago, I'm not even gonna try, but basically it was just like, you know what, at some point we have to stop pretending like everyone lives in a food desert. And honestly, that's tea. I feel like, honestly, I was definitely guilty of doing this myself, like before I went vegan, before I had even tried. Anytime someone brought it up, I would just be like, oh my God, like that is so expensive. Like you can't expect people to go vegan. Like you can't do that. And I was saying that literally purely based on like what other people were telling me. That's it. I never tried to actually go vegan on my own. I had never attempted to have a more plant-based diet. I was just saying, you know what? People are telling me that it's expensive, therefore it's expensive. People are telling me that it's super inaccessible, therefore it is inaccessible. And I had never actually tested that theory on my own. And I don't want to like assume things about people's circumstances, but for the people that like I know in my life that like immediately surround me, I know that it would not be that much of a stretch for them to actually, you know, go vegan or even to just eat a plant-based diet. But I feel like it's really easy if you have that, like, I don't want to say excuse, but if the rhetoric is that veganism is always inaccessible, it's very easy to just kind of like reach for that as an excuse as to why you don't want to do it. And what this tweet was kind of saying is like, you have to stop pretending that if that reason doesn't apply to you, you have to stop pretending like it does. And if the reason that you don't want to go vegan is just because you don't want to do it, just say that with your chest. Just be honest about that. And I feel like that's important because this idea that veganism is inaccessible to everyone, I think is really damaging to the movement, especially because I don't think that it really applies to a lot of the people that are saying it. At least the people that I see saying it, I'm just like, okay, but like the way that I see you spending your money, like, it's not an issue, you know what I mean? And again, like, I don't know what people's lives are. I don't know what they're dealing with behind closed doors. I don't really know what their financial situation is. You know, obviously, like, I'm not in your bank account, but I feel like people need to stop spreading this idea that it's impossible to go vegan, especially when it's like, as soon as people are gonna be rewarded for it, it's just like, oh no, we can do this. This sounds doable, you know? But also when this came out, I remember I was just like, okay, but like, how are they gonna track that? Like, if I win these tickets, is she gonna like expect a picture of my meals of like every single day up until like I won this contest? And I mean, like, she's not. So as like the article said, the official rules say that you just need to submit like your name and your email, which I honestly think that's fine. Like, the article goes on and it says, like, once people have the chance to poke around the website, Beyonce and Jay-Z are hoping their fans will better understand what their mission is all about. For example, one of the pages says that simply eating one plant-based meal can save 27 pitchers of water. Maybe the celebrity couple will be able to convince a few folks to swap out steak on Meatless Mondays or opt for a healthy bowl of oatmeal instead of bacon, eggs, and cheese breakfast sandwich. Or maybe they'll actually try to go vegan. And I think that that's important. I think that that's noble to even like, I really admire the fact that Beyonce is continuously bringing awareness to the vegan movement and is continuously encouraging people to try to live a more plant-based and ethical lifestyle. I honestly find that extremely admirable, regardless of like kind of like the pushback that she gets for it. I really admire that because she's a very influential public figure and it's like, you control people, so at least she's using her powers for good. And I think that it's even good to just try to get people to that information, to host a contest on a website that has a ton of content about being more ethical and being more green and eating more plant-based. I think that's so important because once people are there, I mean, maybe there are going to be those people that just jump straight to the page where it's just like, you know what, let me put in my entry. I'm here for my tickets, miss. But there are probably going to be those people that do end up poking around the website and educating themselves a bit. And I think that that's important. On the Twitter post, or on the, not Twitter, this is Instagram. The Instagram post that she made is like this post that is like, my green print is plant-based for breakfast. And there's another one that's like, my green print is Meatless Mondays. And I love that idea of encouraging people to do the best that they can, encouraging people to make those small changes. I know there are a lot of people who take like a more gradual approach to kind of like stepping into the vegan lifestyle. For me, I feel like my approach was kind of gradual because originally I was just plant-based. And then I became vegan, but I went plant-based like literally not even overnight. I watched documentary and after that, I was just plant-based immediately after that. And then eventually as I became more educated, I also became vegan. But then there are other people who take, I guess, a more practical approach. I literally only did that, you guys, because I was scared. But I guess there are people who, when their motivations aren't so like emotional, I guess, they're just like, you know what, I'm gonna take this one day at a time, I'm gonna take this once at a time, I'm just gonna be constantly moving towards improvement. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's amazing to start off doing a meatless Monday and to eventually realize, hey, you know what? This is not that hard. Let me try to do this on Tuesday too. And then, I don't know, maybe a year down the line, you find that you're completely plant-based. And a few months after that, you find yourself are now vegan. Like, I appreciate that. Like, I support that. I think that there is a sense of like urgency though in like fixing the planet, in stopping, you know, the murder of animals and so on. But I don't want to say but at the end of that sentence. There is definitely an urgency. It's unfortunate that not everyone views it as an urgent situation, but we also have to kind of like, I don't know, meet people where they are. I think it's a lot to demand someone to completely change their morals and completely change their ethics and completely change their lifestyle overnight. And so it's like, oh, look, I have to be patient with you, but I'm also feeling really bad for the animals right now who are dying for no reason. I have to be patient with you, but I'm also scared that this planet is going to literally just disappear in 50 years because we all suck. So that's hard. And I can understand people being like upset. You know, I can understand people wanting people to make that immediate change, but I also am like, you have to be realistic, you know, in how change is made. There is almost no social movement that just made an immediate impact overnight. Like, almost everything is like gradual changes that roll through society. And I feel like we just need to kind of remember that and be cognizant of that. Although, you know, maybe with a bit more urgency. I was watching this video the other day of, what was her name? I think her name was Anna. What was her YouTube name? I can't remember, but she was honestly just like so sweet and I just love her. And she was talking about this concept of reducitarianism, I think that it was called. Basically this idea of just like trying to do less harm, trying to consume less animal products, and that maybe not everyone is going to be able to just like immediately become vegan, but maybe you can immediately become a reducitarianist. I don't know what the term would be, but there's like so many ways that you can just do less harm and like eat less animals and animal products, you know? I don't want to say, I'm not looking to like replace veganism with reducitarianism. Like, that's not where I'm going with this at all. But just like, I know it's frustrating at times. I know that it's hard at times, especially when like you feel like you're someone that's just like, okay, I have all this information. I have the facts. I have the ethics behind me. Why are people not listening? Is, I don't know, guys, I don't even have the answers. It's hard, but it's hard to be patient because it's, you almost feel like, well, we shouldn't have to be, but I don't know. That was like so depressing. But yeah, I don't really have much to say. I don't know if you could tell, but again, I am recording this extremely early in the morning when I just don't have my thoughts together and my mind is not yet intact. But if you enjoy the podcast, you know, tell your friends about it. You don't need to take a gradual approach to that. You know, you tell them about the podcast and you should expect them to listen to it immediately. Like, you tell them about it and they should immediately be like whipping out their headphones ready to listen. Yeah, share the podcast with your friends if you enjoy it, if you find it entertaining. I would really appreciate if you left a comment if you're listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever, if you're listening there, and also just leave a rating, you know, I would appreciate a beautiful 5 stars. Also, please, guys, please, I know that you guys are out there. I know that you guys are listening. I get DMs from people that listen to the podcast. I get comments on YouTube from people that listen to the podcast. I would love, you guys, please, would love if you would go to FeliciaFalconer.com/podcast, FeliciaFalconer.com/podcast, and just leave a question or leave, I don't know, a story. I would just love you all. Please. But now that I have sufficiently embarrassed myself and groveled for no reason, I can't wait to talk to you guys again next week. But until then, I hope that one of you wins those Beyonce tickets. Bye.